A unique project at Rum Jungle is using tiny flea beetles to manage widespread infestations of one of the Northern Territory's worst weeds, mimosa. This weed grows so invasively that it prevents access to waterways and chokes up floodplains, threatening environmental, recreational and pastoral activities. About 10% of the Territory's wetlands have already been impacted by mimosa, and it has the potential to spread right across Northern Australia. Project Officer Suzanne Casanova says to combat this weed invasion, flea beetles have been collected from the Adelaide River floodplains and introduced as biological control agents to feed on the mimosa plants.
We call it a riparian weed or a floodplain weed, and it will go across any areas which get inundated. And for us, we've got some really amazing floodplains which are under threat. As soon as there's mimosa seed on that floodplain, each one takes up sort of 4 by 4 square metres, so we just end up with a monoculture of mimosa, where we would have had floodplain grasses, maybe some sedges, some lilies, and in particular it gets to liking the edges of creek banks and billabongs and blocking access for animals to come and use those billabongs. Then also for the pastoral properties, it's a problem there because it sort of blocks access for stock to wet areas, and it also takes up what would be otherwise quite good profitable pasture, as well as being an environmental weed and reducing biodiversity.
How did it get here, Suzanne?
Well, it has seeds which will float on the water. So I've got one right here. See the big sharp thorns on it there? And it's called the sensitive plant. See how all these leaves have already folded shut? But these leaves here, they're still open. So I'm going to shake some of these leaves that I don't think anybody's yet touched today and see if I can get any insects coming off.
And we're looking for a very particular type of insect. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, it's called a flea beetle. It jumps around like a flea, and it's quite small, like an ant. It's a golden colour. Oh, there's one there, just on the inside.
Oh, I see.
A little guy there. They are really small, but they breed quite prolifically, and they're not a target for, you know, birds to eat because they're just so small and insignificant.
And they're not native to the Territory, are they?
No, they're native to the place where mimosa comes from. So they're one of mimosa's natural enemies, from Central America, from Mexico, Brazil. And they've been brought specially here by CSIRO as part of their biological control program that they've brought in to try and suppress mimosa in Australia.
And what's the process that you're using to get the flea beetles inside the milk bottle?
My upside down milk bottle has a really nice wide open space, and I'm taking the big long leaf, which is probably 20 centimetres long and quite feathery, and I'm just poking it into the hole of my empty funnel and giving it a little tap with my finger, and you can hear that going tap, 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 tap inside my funnel. And then after I've done a few taps, I look up through the clear plastic takeaway box to see if anything has fallen through the funnel and into the bottom of the box.
And we're collecting the flea beetles here, but they're not staying here, are they? They're going elsewhere.
Yes, that's right. We're moving these ones to start a new population in the top of the Finniss catchment near Batchelor. And the reason we're doing that is because there currently aren't many flea beetles in the Finniss catchment along the top of the river. There are a lot down on the floodplains, 60 or 80 k's through to the west, but in the top of the catchment, as far as we know, there are no established populations, and we're trying to start some.
How do you go about releasing the beetles?
We're trying to find some spots where people can access the mimosa, so public access, where we can access it ourselves without trespassing, and where there is enough mimosa there for a population of beetles to have food for probably at least 2 or 3 years while their numbers build up. What we're trying to do is lower the capacity of the plant to make seeds in particular, and to make it more vulnerable to other threats, other disease.
And it's a fairly collaborative project we've got going here today. You've got some defence students helping to collect the flea beetles. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, I was looking for people in the Batchelor area who'd be interested in engaging in flea beetle release, and I met Paul, who's the mentor for the defence program at the Batchelor Markets, and he thought that maybe we could work together to get some students involved in our redistribution project for the flea beetle, and it's been great.
Trainees from the Army's Indigenous Development Program have been lending a hand to the biocontrol project to reduce the damaging effects of the mimosa weed. Working together with Territory NRM to control the mimosa plant helps the trainees learn more about environmental management and improves maths, navigation and English skills. Participants in the field agreed the program was hard work, but extremely rewarding.
Private Zachary Pagan McKenzie. I signed up for Norforce and all that, and I struggle with maths. English's not so bad, it's just maths I really struggle with, so I'm just doing this program, you know, it's just to help me with my maths and English and all that, so I can go into full time army.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And do you reckon it's helping you along with that?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. Learning new skills, and when I get out of the army, at least I got these skills and look for a good job after the army.
How are you finding catching them? Is it pretty easy, or is it hard to find them?
Yeah, it's like looking for gold. I was like needing a haystack. It's not easy being away from home, but the thing is, it was very rewarding at the end of it.
My full name is Corbin Shannon James Clyden. I'm doing like patrolman as a trainee in the army.
What skills are you learning here that'll help you in the future?
English. Yeah, a bit of counting, marching, looking after the country.
Yep.
Getting fit.
Yeah. What have you enjoyed about it?
Like to get outdoors, you know. See the countryside. Yeah.